Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. And Scott, we talk about legends in broadcasting. The guy who has been at WHO in Des Moines, even now while he is in, I guess I can't call it retirement, he's working too hard. Out in Arizona, and that is a great Jim Zabel, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jack. Great to talk to you. You're always my favorite halftime interview, so I'm more than happy to be on with you as your halftime interview.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about a new book that you sent me.
Right.
That really talks about the history of Iowa football. And, of course, this week we have Michigan State in Iowa City for a big game at Kinnick Stadium. How many games have you seen in Kinnick Stadium?
I figure I did 600 Iowa games.
600?
Yeah.
Iowa football.
Well,
games.
They weren't all at Kinnick Stadium. I'd have to say
right.
Probably about 350.
And you go back to the days, of course, with Ronald Reagan. You taught him everything he knows.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Taught him every, interviewed him 18 times.
Well, what about his knowledge of sports? I know he did baseball, and I know he was a big fan of the Big Ten area. But was he good at football and basketball too?
Oh yeah, he was very sharp, very perceptive. Just had a great personality. He was terrific. He would have made it. Matter of fact, I said I called him Dutch all the time because that was his nickname.
Right.
I said, Dutch, if you hadn't gone to Washington or gone into politics, first of all, governor, then President of the United States, what would you have done? He said, I would have done exactly what you're doing, been a sports announcer, because I loved it.
Well, that would have been quite a team. Reagan and Zabel. I don't know which it would have been.
Well, then I wouldn't have had my job.
Yeah, that's true. Matter of fact,
I say in the book, one time I interviewed him back in 1950, and we did an interview when he'd made a movie and had a premiere in Des Moines. We got him in the studio, and I started talking. We talked. He had an opinion on everything. And finally I said, well, Dutch, we better stop the interview because we talked so long the station may want to hire you back, and then I'll be out of a job. He said, that's all right, Jim. You stay out of Hollywood. I'll stay out of Des Moines.
Jim Zabel, our guest, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes for six-plus decades on WHO in Des Moines. Jim, the Big Ten Network has a series called Icons, and
right.
Has been broadcasting the top 50 athletes and now half-hour specials on the top 20. And one who has not been revealed yet, but I was telling people about all the athletes you know are coming, and I said, well, you know, obviously Niall Kinnick.
Right.
And someone who was not familiar with the past of Iowa football said to me, oh, yeah, he's the guy who gave him the money for the stadium.
He raised a lot of money later on. I'll tell you what, just being Niall Kinnick, I can't say that I knew him intimately, but I did interview him twice when I was just a young reporter on the Daily Iowan. I caught up with him. First of all, he played in the All-Star game in 1940 in Chicago. I interviewed him there.
Right.
Then I interviewed him when he was a law student, probably around 1942, and in the law library. And then, I was editor-in-chief of the Daily Iowan when he was killed in that plane crash in the Caribbean.
Right, exactly. Heisman Trophy winner. You know, Jim, when we talk about Big Ten lore, and Iowa has not won as many football games as Michigan or Ohio State, but they've had some amazing individual players, and I still say, despite everything Drew Brees did, the best Big Ten quarterback I ever saw was the only one who ever played in five bowl games, Chuck Long.
Chuck Long. I'd go along with that. Chuck Long was one of my all-time favorite guys and covered all of his games that he did. And if you ask Hayden Fry right now what his favorite game of all the years that he coached, 20 years in Iowa, he had some great victories over Michigan State.
Yep.
And over Ohio State and over Michigan and then over Nebraska even. He would say the game that he played in the Freedom Bowl on, let's see, December 26th of 1984, when he beat Texas, which had been the number one team in the nation, 55-17, and Chuck Long had 6 touchdown passes.
Amazing. Well, I know he had a few against Michigan State. He had that bootleg, and Nick Saban just about fell out of the press box that day. screaming at his cornerback not to bite on that bootleg fake, and then about 30 seconds later, Chuck Long is in the end zone. And, of course, the Hawkeyes were ranked number one at that point. But, you know, the last time I saw Chuck, he said to me, and I just want you to know one thing. I was in the end zone on that play against Michigan State in 1984. So
1984, but the 1985 game is the one I like to reflect on. Because Norm Parker, our beloved friend, both at Michigan State and at Iowa, was defensive coordinator when Chuck Long faked the ball to Ronnie Harmon and then bootlegged it into the end zone for the Iowa victory. And Norm Parker said, I got so damn tired of hearing that Chuck Long bootleg play on ESPN Classic.
Yeah.
He said, finally, we scored another big one, and they're now running that one instead.
You know, I saw some clips of that game the other night, and not only was Norm Parker on the sideline for Michigan State, Barry Alvarez was on the sideline with Hayden Fry for Iowa, and Phil Parker, who's done a great job as a secondary coach, was playing safety for Michigan State, and he still hasn't covered Mike Flagg.
You got it right. That's right. I said, somebody said to me, Zabel, because I was working with Ed Podolak at that time, and Podolak, very perceptive color man. The play started, and Chuck Long, I said, Chuck Long fakes the ball, and then Podolak shouted, bootleg, bootleg, bootleg. Oh, it's a bootleg play. Somebody said, you missed that call. And I said, so did 11 able-bodied Michigan State football players.
Well, there'll be some able-bodied Michigan State football players in Iowa City this week. Of course, Michigan State ranked number 5 now and number 3 in the computers. And I actually thought Iowa was the best team in the league. I still think that a lot of people agree with me because they are a 4.5-point favorite in this game.
Right. I agree with you because I think the Hawkeyes are very, very good, and who can forget that great pass into the end zone with Stanzi and McNutt last year at Spartan Land, and I know that you remember that.
I remember it very well. I was standing about 20 feet away from it, and I can still see Michigan State players drop to their knees in disbelief. But
well,
I want to ask you a little bit about this.
It's going to be a fabulous game. I think the teams match up very, very well.
Yeah.
Got great quarterbacks. Iowa may have an edge on the defensive side. You may have an edge on the offensive side, although last week, even in the loss to Wisconsin, Iowa just played a perfect game on offense. Stanzi had 3 touchdown passes. We outgained Wisconsin. But I'll tell you, those missed extra points can come back to haunt you.
Yeah, and I guess I'm a little disappointed, Jim, and I've been talking about Iowa all year being a BCS team, but I was disappointed that they gave up so many yards to the University of Michigan, went up and down the field, and I really figured once they got that lead and Wisconsin had to drive 75 yards, that they wouldn't get in the end zone. And the next thing I know, there they are.
Well, I'll tell you, there's different kinds of defenses. I really thought the Iowa defense last year was fabulous. And they had great linebackers. They had Angerer and A.J. Eads and people like that that are all playing in the pros right now. I'll be honest with you, I'm not tipping my hand at all when I say the front four, the down linemen, may be the best in the Big Ten or maybe even the best in the country when you take all those guys, but they're not quite as strong, I don't think, as linebacker. They've had a lot of injuries there and at cornerbacks, and that has been kind of an Achilles heel for them.
Jim, tell us a little bit more about how to get your book.
Well, you can get my book by going on online on www.jimzabelbook.com.
That's Zabel, Z-A-B-E-L.
Z-A-B-E-L. You can't forget it. Z is in zebra, A, B is in Betty, E-L. And the airline guy says, how do you spell zebra?
Well, we're going to have Bump Elliott on the show, too.
Good. And, he's great.
Yeah, he's
one of my all-time favorites.
All right. Well, we will talk with you and Jim Walden again.
Promise you'll leave Lorenzo White at home this time, will you? Oh, man, what a great athlete he was.
Yeah.
And George Webster. Don't bring George either.
Jim, thanks so much. We'll talk with
you soon. Thanks so much to you, Jack. I really appreciate it. And go Hawkeyes. And from your standpoint, we'll say go Spartans.
Hey, you know what? If Michigan State wins a few more games, we might see you out in Arizona. Who knows?
Might see you down there. That'd be wonderful. I'd love to see you. I've got an open-door policy for all Big Ten fans.
All right. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back.